Matthew 27:11-24. Meanwhile, Jesus stood before the governor, and the governor asked him, "Are you the king of the Jews?" "Yes, it is as you say," Jesus replied. When he was accused by the chief priests and the elders, he gave no answer. Then Pilate asked him, "Don't you hear the testimony they are bringing against you?" But Jesus made no reply, not even to a single charge, to the great amazement of the governor. Now it was the governor's custom at the feast to release a prisoner chosen by the crowd. At that time they had a notorious prisoner called Barabbas. So when the crowd had gathered, Pilate asked them, "Which one do you want me to release to you, Barabbas or Jesus, who is called Christ?" For he knew it was out of envy that they had handed Jesus over to him. While Pilate was sitting on the judge's seat, his wife sent him this message, "Don't have anything to do with that innocent man, for I have suffered a great deal today in a dream because of him." But the chief priests and the elders persuaded the crowd to ask for Barabbas and to have Jesus executed. "Which of the two do you want me to release to you?" asked the governor. "Barabbas," they answered. "What shall I do then with Jesus, who is called Christ?" Pilate asked. They all answered, "Crucify him." "Why? What crime has he committed?" asked Pilate. But they shouted all the louder, "Crucify him." When Pilate saw that he was getting nowhere, but that instead an uproar was starting, he took water and washed his hands in front of the crowd. "I am innocent of this man's blood," he said. "It is your responsibility." Pilate wanted to wash his hands of the whole business. He wanted to be able to say, "It's not my fault. I don't have anything to do with it. You can't blame me." Sometimes in our own lives, we wish we could do the same. We wish that we could just simply wash our hands and have all of the crud fall away. We invite you to wash your hands right now. You may use the towel. Your hands may be clean, but has the crud fallen away? Have your sins been cleansed? Do you feel clean, whole? Do you feel like you can stand before God? No amount of water, not even if we supplied you with soap, can ever cleanse you in the way that our souls need to be cleansed. This prayer comes from the Galatian Sacramentary, which was written about 1,500 years ago and is the oldest official prayer book of the Western Church.
O God, we pray that the burden of sin which we carry on our souls may be dissolved forever in the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. And, free from this deadly weight, may our souls rise with him to eternal life.